What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Dumb Hojabi Single-Handedly Red Pills All Egyptian Men. Now, thanks to the subscriber on MGTOW TV for bringing this video to my attention. So, I'm just gonna play this video quickly. It's in Arabic. She's pretty much LARPing about the same thing over and over. But the reason I'm gonna play it for you guys is to see how this feminist is so happy, yet at the same time, she has no idea how she literally effed over just about every Egyptian woman. So we're gonna play this rather quick. I'm probably not gonna play all of it because she's saying the same thing over and over again. So let's get right into it.
مفاجأة وفرحة كبيرة لكل ستات مصر. خلاص يا حلوة انت وهي هتقدري تنتقمي من جوزك بعد القانون الجديد. القانون الجديد لو جوزك خانك بهدلك اتطلقتي منه هتاخدي غرامة 210,000. تخيلي ان هو حتى بعد ما يطلقك هتعيشي متنعمة بفلوسه. لا وكمان ايه عمره ما هيقدر يزعلك لان انت لو رحتي عملتي له محضر بس في محكمة الاسرة هتخربي بيته وهتجرجريه وهتعيشي تتنعمي بال 210,000. تخيلي كده ان انت خلاص ما بقيتيش هتحزني. يعني لو انت واحده متطلقه عمرك ما هتزعلي على جوزك اللي سابك ده. هتعملي بيه وانت معاكي 210,000؟ هو كان بيجيب لك ايه غير كيس اللبن وهو جاي؟ عمره ما كان هيسبب لك السعاده ولا الرفاهيه اللي هيسببها لك ال 210,000، ولا عمره كان هيبقى يقلب عليك الخير. يعني هو كل ما جلبه شر، كل ما جلبه نكد، كل ما جلبه جوز عكر. تخيلي كده محكمه الاسره تاخدي تكسب 5 جنيه واديكي لحد هناك وانت بقى وحظك بقى. انت هتاخدي فلوس وانت واقفه كده، وانت واقفه هتاخدي فلوس. فده القانون الجديد اللي عملته مصر للستات. وتحيا مصر لكل واحده مصريه. افرحي افرحي خلاص، ما عادش صبعك تحت ايد جوزك ابدا، يعني تحت ضرسه ابدا. ده انت اللي هو بقى اللي صبعه تحت ضرسك، يقدر يتكلم ولا يفتح بقه، يقدر يقول لك تلت التلاته كام. ده انت تجرجريه على محكمه القصر.
Alright guys, so what this dumb hojabi is LARPing about? Apparently the Zionist state, client state, Egypt. Egypt is a big Zionist state, just like Saudi Arabia is. I've told you guys before, Arabs are actually the biggest Zionist out there. If you guys tell me, yo, Omar, if you can exterminate one group of people, would you exterminate the Zionists like Loserberg and George Soros? Or will you exterminate the Arab Zionists? I would exterminate the Arab Zionists because the Prophet Muhammad said the horns of Satan will emerge from the Arabian Peninsula. Really, it's the Arabs who are more of Satanists than the Ashkenazis like Soros and that other idiot, Loserberg. But obviously, you know, the Ashkenazis, they're hella smarter than retarded low IQ Arabs. But that's not the point of this video. The point of this video, guys, what this dumb hojabi is LARPing about. Apparently, Egypt passed a new law saying that if a guy divorced a woman, he has to pay her 210,000 Egyptian pounds, which is equivalent of what? Like 10,000 American dollars? First of all, how many Egyptian men have $210,000 lying around, right? You know, I'm sorry, 210,000 Egyptian pounds lying around, okay? And secondly, here's the deal, okay? This is what these dumb hojabis don't understand. Countries like Egypt, who are client states of the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, these countries are under the command of Satan, and Satan is known as the great deceiver. Look at how many retarded American sharmutas thought that feminism was the greatest thing to happen, and now these dirty, dirty sharmutas here in America, they're crying, they're on TikTok, they're like, oh, guys are pumping and dumping me, no guy wants to commit to me. Yeah, it's because of feminism. Feminism taught you ladies that you're all that and a bag of chips. You go out, you sleep with the bad boys, you abuse the good guys, and then, you know, when you hit that wall, you know, 27, 28, the epiphany age, like Rollo Tomasi would say, all of a sudden, you dumb hojabis or dumb hoes out there, you know, a hoe is a hoe. I don't care if she wears a hijab or not. They're all the same. So here in America, man, these women have learned the hard way that feminism was a bad deal. And what did I tell you guys? What have I been telling you for 4 mother effing years? What have I, Amr Mitwali, been telling you guys for 4 effing years? Arab women, because they're lower IQ, They're highly emotional because they have a lot of estrogen. You guys saw with your own eyes how emotional this girl was. This girl was telling an Egyptian woman, hey, you don't have to live under the yoke of your husband. Oh, no, 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 no. Your husband is going to live under yoke from you, he's going to live in fear from you, because at any time you can go to the family courts and you can, you know, divorce him, take his shit and stuff like that. You know, well, guess what, you dumb sharmuta? Look at what all the Egyptian men here are saying, man. Look, I even commented, man. You know, you guys know I'm starting a new channel on LoserTube called the Muslim Coper. And, you know, this is my new channel. So I pretty much said, dumb biatch, now Egyptian men are going to smash and dash you like sharmutas here in America. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Look at this Abdul Rahman guy over here, man. MGTOW. See, MGTOW is growing in Egypt. And you guys want to know something, man? You know, when I was in Egypt, man, I Amr Metwali, I'm the guy who brought MGTOW to Egypt, believe it or not. And look, MGTOW right here, man. This guy doesn't even know who Amr. He probably doesn't even know me personally or anything like that. But right there, man, MGTOW. And I'm very happy to say it was thanks to me bringing MGTOW to Egypt. This is why Susan had to get rid of my original Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, because they didn't want men to wake up. Look at all these men. Look at all these men. Look, you can actually translate what they're saying. If you have the YouTube app, I'm going to link this video in the comment section. If you have the YouTube app, it will automatically translate. Look at all these guys, man. Look at what all these guys are saying. Red pill. Look at this. Look at this, man. This dumb, dirty. I want to see her ugly face again. This dumb biatch, this hojabi, look at her face. She's like, yeah, men are gonna suffer. Men are gonna fear me. Yeah, right, bitch. Look at all these men. Look at all these men saying, oh, hell no. Hell to the no. I think this guy is one of our guys over here. Okay, what's this guy saying? This Jamel. She is encouraging. Let's see what this guy has to say. She is encouraging and support every and each Egyptian woman to proudly divorce their husbands, because she will receive a huge financial settlement according to the new marriage laws and registration that smashes men's side. Well, I'm going to reply and say, you know what? You know what? I should name this video Hojabi's Mad. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna name this video Hojabi's Mad, and I'm gonna take a picture of this dirty Hojabi right here. Hojabi's Mad. Oh Lord, you dumb Egyptian woman, you low IQ idiots, high estrogen retards. You have literally screwed yourself out of a good deal. And let me tell you something, guys. As you guys know, you know, I was married to a hojabi myself. If that hojabi didn't yearn to go back to the streets and actually kept her motherfucking mouth shut, she'd have been in America, pregnant with my children, and she could have divorce raped me, and she could have ruined my life. But because she was such a feminist and such a hoe, she just couldn't keep her damn mouth shut for fucking 2 to 3 years until she got her citizenship and, you know, shit like that. But this just goes to show you guys, MGTOW Red Pill is taking off in the Middle East. I'm very proud to be the guy who brought MGTOW to these people. Also at the same time, man, these Egyptian women, these hojabis are gonna get fucked over more than American women, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, this woman here, this hojabi, this 1 minute video, this woman committed kufr, okay? Kofr basically means, see, the definition of a kafir, right? I'm sure you all heard kafir, you know, those crazy Muslims call, you know, Westerners kafir, okay? The word kafir, the best description of the word kafir was by the Jewish priest Yossi Mizrahi. Kafir means to cover up the truth. That's what the word kafir is. A kafir is a person who knows the truth and they cover it up. You see, this Hojabi over here, she damn well knows that the Quran says women are to be obedient, subservient, and submissive to men. That's what the Quran says, and she knows it very well, but yet she comes out here and says the exact opposite. What does that make her? A kafir. So see how these women are gonna get things worse for them? Because here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal, okay? When fucking Tatiana here in America, you know, Kelly from the block, when she becomes a feminist and shit like that, God is gonna be like, ah, you just dumb, some dumb sharmuta. You don't know me. I don't know you. Who cares? But when a hojabi like this hoe over here, you know, who supposedly Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, when she goes up against God, God is gonna be like, really, bitch? Oh, you wanna play? Okay, no problem. You Egyptian men watching this video now, and I know a lot of you guys watch me, smash and dash these hoes like it's nobody's business. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And as you guys know, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm on MGTOW TV because Susan is probably gonna get rid of me again because she can't have me red-pilling the Arab and Muslim community as a whole. So sub to me on MGTOW TV. I'm always gonna be there. You know, God willing, of course, you know, even though I own the platform, you know, you don't know what will happen in the future, man. All we can say is, God willing, inshallah, everything will be fine. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace!